welcome to my podcast, or welcome back to my podcast for this evening. My name is Allison, and my podcast for tonight is called Everybody's Watching. I will be touching base on interesting news information that just came out. The idea of having cameras on shelves that can guess your age and gender so they can base their products on what their audience is like. For this podcast, I chose a news article from PBS titled Coming to Store Shelves, Cameras That Guess Your Age and Gender by Joseph Bazzani. In his article, he says, companies are pitching retailers to bring the technology into their physical stores as a way to better compete with online rivals like Amazon that are already armed with troves of information on their customers and their buying habits. The issue with this is that, with store cameras, you may not even realize you are being watched, unless you happen to notice the penny-sized lenses, and that is something that raises concerns with many people. In the article, Joseph Bazzani quotes Pam Dixon, who is the executive director of the World Privacy Forum, and she thinks that this idea is very creepy and a violation, and many agree with this as well. They don't want their privacy to be violated through cameras that they're not okay with. Since this technology has not come out to all stores yet, he touches base on an example, which is at the National Retail Federation trade show in New York earlier this year, a smart shelf on display by Mood Media tried to detect happiness or fear as people stood in front of it. Information a store could use to gauge reaction to a product on the shelf or an ad on a screen. Cineplex Digital Media showed off video screens that can be placed in malls or bus stops and try to tell if someone is wearing glasses or sporting a beard, which in turn can be used to sell ads for frames or razors. Another example that he mentioned is Kroger, which has 2,800 supermarkets that is testing cameras embedded in a price sign above shelves in two stores in the suburbs outside Cincinnati and Seattle. Video screens attached to the shelves can play ads and show discounts. Kroger said the cameras guess a shopper's age and sex, but the information is anonymous and the data is not being stored yet. If the tests work out well, the company said it could expand into other locations. With new technology, there are supporters and there are those against. As for advocates to this technology, Bazzani said it could benefit shoppers by showing them discounts tailored to them or drawing attention to products that are on sale, but of course those against think that it can be used in an intrusive way. For example, if many people are eyeing a not so healthy dessert but not buying it, a store could place it in the checkout line so you see it again and think, maybe I want this or maybe I should get it. So person that also is against this new technology is Ryan Callow, who is a professor at the University of Washington School of Law and co-director of its tech policy lab, who said, just because a company doesn't know exactly who you are doesn't mean they can't do things that will harm you. In terms of how this news relates to class, it touches base on discrimination. Bazzani in his article says, this technology can lead to discriminatory practices like raising prices when an older person walks in or pushing products based on your perceived mood, such as ads for anti-depression medication if your cameras think you look sad or other things like that. So in my personal opinion, I think this is a violation of privacy, and we already have security cameras and motion detectors, so I really don't feel the need for another camera that can base my reactions, how old I am, what sex I am. I just think that's unnecessary, and in my opinion, laziness in terms of what companies can do now to get buyers for their products. In conclusion, this invention is still in the works and not definitive to be out in stores in the future. Whether they should be or not is up to us. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Allison, and this podcast was Everybody's Listening.